This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Like SZA in her groundbreaking 2017 album Control, Wilkes County musician Nicky Morgan puts to bed the gendered expectations of adulthood on her first full-length album. 30-something weaves together music and personal accounts. The intimate vignettes that transition songs are interviews that she collected of women reflecting on their age. We featured Nicky Morgan in June for her entry to NPR's Tiny Desk Showcase, and I'm thrilled to have her back. Nicky Morgan, welcome back to The State of Things.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Good to talk about this whole album, which in a way is a kind of a collage and reflection on being a certain age. I'm sure was, you know, sort of being put together long before this moment, and I'm wondering if life in the COVID age changes any of that for you.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that, but I think so. I think it's just a natural thing for life in the COVID age to change a lot of things for anybody. But it's definitely made me do a lot more reflecting. And actually, the little interview weaving parts in that are in there, I didn't start working on those or piece those together until we were already in our lockdown and quarantine. It kind of is like I started writing the songs in around like the end of 2018. So it really has been like over the course of a couple of years where everything kind of came together.
That's fascinating. Had you decided to do those interviews, which are placed between the songs themselves, these memos from interviews that you did? Was that a decision you made initially, or did that come to you as the album was coming together? How'd that come together?
So we did know we wanted to include the interviews. I have a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine, and we both kind of came into our creative careers a little later in the game, like close to our 30s. She does a lot of film work, and we decided we wanted to work on a project together, and I had these songs, and I was like, well, I have these songs. Let's make it into like a bigger project. And we just came up with the idea to like include other voices and just interview. We ended up interviewing a lot more than we need. We had a lot more interview, not footage, but like content than we needed. But
well, that just means you've got to do another album.
Yeah, exactly.
You got all that material. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the music, though. And I want to talk in this moment about the sixth track on the album. It feels like kind of a modern incarnation of so many of those old-timey standards that sing with mock happiness about living in poverty. Tell us a bit about your ditty about getting EBT.
Oh, my goodness. I love that song, and I think a lot of people love that song, too, because it's so relatable, which wasn't the intention. But, I grew up in the struggle class, and I've been on and off of food stamps my whole life. And there's always this kind of like inner stigma that you have on yourself, kind of like embarrassment. And I came to a point where it's like, there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. You know, I don't have to be embarrassed because just me, you know, getting some relief. And so there was a day I had applied for food stamps, and I found out that day that I got them. I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I get to eat something other than like a grilled cheese and like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Well, here's exactly how that joy manifests. Let's listen.
Well, thank God I got my EBT today, 'cause I don't think that I could take another PBJ. And I swear I'm getting tired of living my life this way, but thank God I got my EBT today. Wanna tell you I'm happy, wanna tell you I'm smooth, wanna take you with me for a ride or two. Wanna tell you I'm wealthy, wanna tell you I'm clean, but truth be told, it still won't mean a thing. But thank God I got my EBT today, 'cause I don't think that I could take another PBJ. And I swear I'm getting tired of living my life this way,
Nikki Morgan with her debut full-length album, 30-something, available on all platforms and for purchase on Bandcamp. What I love about that is that sort of unbridled joy. It's not sentimental romanticizing poverty. It's real joy. Imagine, Nikki, if we lived in a country where people were in and out of hard times, and the moment they fell on hard times, they could be allowed to feel grateful and not embarrassed about receiving help, and that the people around them who happened to be flushed were so happy to be able to give of what they had. Can you imagine living in that country where instead of saying, stop taxing me and I'm embarrassed to take this,
right?
It was the other way around. Thank you for what you've offered. I'll be out of this in a minute, and I'm so happy to be in a place to offer you this. Ah, what a country. And you just put me in mind of the possibility, only the faint possibility, Nikki, that we may someday live in that country. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. That's beautiful.
Talk about, let me hear a little bit about your family history, too, and the way that that context shows up in your music.
So I grew up in a huge church family. I'm originally from Greensboro, but I've spent a lot of time, I live in Wilkes now, and I have, both of my grandfathers have had pastored churches in that area. So I have two bishops for grandfathers. You know, you go through my family, everybody's like ordained or something. So grew up in the church. And while I don't sing gospel music, you know, necessarily as far as like genre lines are concerned, it definitely plays a part because my spirituality and my faith are very important to me. But then it's also something that I've had to grow and understand for myself. And some of those questions that I've had over the course of life, you find in my songs as well. So it's just, yeah.
Did you always know you wanted to be a musician?
I always knew I wanted to be an entertainer. And I didn't know exactly when, and for a very long time, it was a secret to a lot of people, including myself, almost. But I was, up until I went my, like, sophomore year of college, I was a math major, going to be an engineer. And I ended up getting into acting, which further down the line got me into music. But I grew up, my dad's family, everybody's super musically talented. We run like the music at church. So I grew up around it, but it wasn't until I was about 28 when I started writing songs of my own.
Tell me more about that acting, because I understand, see if I got this right, that you actually did kind of poorly at a theater, you know, theater appreciation class, right? And
yes.
Tell me more.
Yes. My first 2.5 years of college, I was at Wake Forest. And one of the prerequisites is that you have to take some kind of art history or art appreciation. I decided to take theater. I failed it the first time around, so I had to take it again. I'm pretty sure the second time I think I made like a C or something. I don't know. For some reason, it just wasn't clicking.
Just don't appreciate. Yeah.
Right? I guess. But my professor at the time, Brooke Davis, actually is her name. I like will always credit her. She just came to me at the end of the class and was like, you know, I think you would like my acting class. You should sign up for it for summer school. And I was like, oh, okay. And it was kind of like an opportunity I saw to just kind of do something that I always kind of wanted to do, but never had the chance or guts to do it. And it changed my life. Like that class was one of the first opportunities I had to be like creative in my own space and in my own way. So I did acting for a while. I was in Chicago for quite a while doing musical theater.
Well, see, that's great. What that failure in the art appreciation and theater appreciation just meant was, I don't want to sit here and watch it. I want to do it.
Yeah.
Get me out of the audience. Let me roar the grease paint. Let's talk. I want to hear another one of your songs, and then we'll talk more, because this does sound a bit more liturgical. You talked about your religious background, certainly, than the first song we hear. Let's take a listen to another song from your album, Water to Wine.
Somehow not searching for your time. And if I needed your approval, I probably would give you mine. I see you're searching for a savior. We're gonna head and stand in line, 'cause I'm still picking up the pieces to turn this. I'm not searching for your time. And if I needed your approval, I probably would give you mine. I see you're searching for a savior. We're gonna head and stand in line, 'cause I'm still picking up the pieces to turn this water into wine.
Nikki Morgan from Wilkes County, North Carolina. The new album is called 30-something. That is Water to Wine. Lovely song. And there, I think, some of the liturgical or religious roots come through. But talk about how you did, because we talked about your family's religious background and church music being important. But that doesn't sound like church music, and yet there's obvious themes in there. How do you bring those worlds together in your music?
Honestly, I think it's just in me. It's never intentional. And that song in particular, it was actually kind of like in defending my faith and my spirituality, is kind of the place of where that came from. It was kind of like me finally accepting the fact that like, these are things that are a part of who I am. And I respect anybody, any other person's beliefs, but I don't have to be ashamed of that. And I don't have to hide that in me as a person. And I don't have to hide that in my music either. So it just kind of comes naturally, and that song was kind of just like my chance to be open and express that.
Well, I'm sure people want to hear more of your music and more of you, and we're out of time, so let's listen to a little more of your music. But Nikki Morgan, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nikki Morgan's new album is called 30-something. You can find it all on all streaming platforms, and you can find a link or buy it at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Holub-Mormon, Kaya Finlay, and Stacia Brown. Jenny Lawson's our technical director. Al Wadarski also helped engineer today's show. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, the music of Nikki Morgan.
faster, harder, stronger, like the secrets that we held were precious to the world. And nobody quite could catch us, though we let our hearts lay bare for all to see. And he said, hey man, what you doing? How do you get to be so fast? Nobody runs like that. You see, it's 5 years I've been running, and everything's worn out except my pride.
Someone else's game.